Step 4. You need to learn to breathe differently when you want to calm down. We're programmed by evolution, when faced by danger, to fight, run, or freeze. To get ready to fight, run, or freeze, we take a deep breath or hold our breath. If you take a deep breath now, you'll notice how your chest rises. Just take a deep breath now and notice how your chest rises. When you breathe in that way, you are confirming a danger warning signal from your brain. I'm facing a threat. Get ready for action. Get ready to fight, run, or freeze. This way of breathing, this chest breathing, is a wind-up breathing. It psychs you up, not calms you down. So when you want to calm down, you need to breathe differently. This different way of breathing is called diaphragmatic breathing. Track 9 is an audio recording to teach you the diaphragmatic breathing method, which is an essential part of this anger management program. Diaphragmatic breathing sends a different sort of signal to your brain, because it's a way of breathing we would never naturally use when faced with threat. It's a way of breathing which sends a signal to the brain. Everything's okay. It's okay to calm down. In diaphragmatic breathing, you fill your lungs from the bottom up by restricting the rise of your chest. Movement is initially confined to your diaphragm and stomach area, and that's why it's sometimes known as the big belly method of breathing. And as you continue to breathe in and your lungs fill, your chest may begin to rise too. That's okay, as long as your diaphragm expands first. It's absolutely essential to your success in managing angry responses that you listen to track 9 a number of times and practice diaphragmatic breathing as often as you can.